Brain was cooked a long time ago. You're tuned to Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.
Friday, February 6, 2026. I'm Farah Siddiqui. Parts of the Northeast are bracing for the coldest air of the season, with snow and dangerously low wind chills expected through the weekend before a gradual warm-up next week. And the White House has launched TrumpRx, a new prescription drug website aimed at steering consumers to discounted cash-pay medications, though experts say savings may be limited for people with insurance. Recent Arctic blasts are adding pressure for North Dakotans trying to keep up with the heating bills. State officials are now testing a new approach to help families stay enrolled in a key assistance program. Mike Moen has more.
In 2025, the Department of Health and Human Services switched to year-round applications for the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, or LIHEAP, which covers a portion of monthly heating bills for eligible utility customers. LIHEAP Administrator Joshua Haugen says before, there were specific application periods for each heating season. When too many people signed up at once, it created unintended consequences.
That was an extra burden on processing those applications in a very short window of time, so that could cause some delays in getting benefits to households that were in need.
Haugen adds that enrolled households will now have their eligibility checked each year, but there's less paperwork.
Child care workers want wages and benefits that reflect the value of their work. In New Mexico, a new universal child care system could help make that possible. Roz Brown has more in this A Better Life Lab at New America, New Mexico News Connection collaboration.
Last year, New Mexico became the first state to offer free child care for all residents, removing income requirements and family co-pays. The new initiative also is having secondary benefits for providers through higher subsidies. Crystal Romero and her husband own and manage the Early Learning Academy in Albuquerque.
Having them do that and not just say that early childhood is important, but provide the resources to sustain it long-term is critical. When we do that, we could actually pay our teachers a really good living wage.
Original reporting by Rebecca Gill with Better Life Lab at New America and the 74. A new national ranking highlights which states are leading in preparing workers for the future, and North Carolina tops the list.
The state is number one in Site Selection's 2026 Workforce Development Rankings. Adam Bruns, the magazine's editor-in-chief, says that's because of a variety of positives the state offers to job seekers and employers alike.
The blend of community colleges, university system, as well as public schools, and how that kind of connects really well with just the real momentum that the state has in terms of economic development, project attraction, as well as expansions from existing companies.
Bruns says state programs are helping promote the workforce, like NC Edge Customized Training, Propel NC, and NC College Connect. He says North Carolina offers a suite of community and technical college skills. I'm Eric Tegedoff reporting.
This is Public News Service. Robert Conrad, and Connie Stevens. Also starring
Jay Thurber
with Ponce Ponce.
Stevens and his orchestra with the theme from Hawaii 5-0. That is a great soundtrack that was just recently reissued by Capitol Records from way back in 1970. And if you get a chance, if you see it, grab it, because it is really good, especially if you... I think I am going to do a TV-themed half hour during Massive Music Weekend, if they'll let me. Here's something for the Gen Xers out there. This is another track off of that same album. And this track is called Call to Danger. We're going to see if the Gen Xers in the audience recognize that. Is called Call to Danger, but they edited just that little bit. Did you recognize it? If you grew up in the 70s and 80s, you probably did. The CBS special presentation music, which means that an animated special is about to come on. Unless you're in Pittsburgh, in which KDKA has probably preempted it for Evening Magazine or something.
I try every trick in the book with it.
step that you take. Everywhere that you look, just look, and you'll find I'll try to get to your soul. I'll try to get to your mind. I'm gonna make you mine. I know I'll never give up. I'm at the end of my rope. From the morning till supper time, and you'll find I'll be waiting in line. I'll be waiting in line. I'm gonna make you mine.
Yeah, I'm gonna make you mine. Make you mine. I'm gonna make you mine. Baby, I'm gonna make you mine. I'm gonna make you mine.
I try to hide every trick in the book with every step that you take.
Great Lou Christie from Glen Willard, Pennsylvania on radio. And I just, every time there would be some, I'd be look forward, they'd be in the papers. Oh, there's going to be a Charlie Brown special. Oh, there's going to be this special. There's going to be that special. And then you find out KDKA is presenting a tribute to Mudd, sponsored by Lemon Blend or something, and then you wouldn't get to see it.
Listen to the story about a man named
Jay Thurber.
Steve and Ansel Collins on Radio 9. Reminder, if you live in Southern Allegheny County or in Washington County and you get your water from Pennsylvania American Water, there is a boil water advisory out for that entire area. We're going to tell you more about that in about 10 minutes, so stay tuned. From 1963, these are the Five Deutones on Radio 9. Tones here on Radio 9. These are Pittsburgh's own Fenways with Walk. Pittsburgh's own, the Fenways, on Radio 9. Here's a sound from the vault of golden memories at WMZK.FM.
1316, Wixie Radio.
This is Mel Carter. At 2:23 chime time, new music from Billy Bragg coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Support for 88.3 WRCT comes in part from Sidecar Bakery, an independent coffee shop located in North Oakland. With a coffee bar, breakfast sandwiches, baked goods, and Sidecar offers a place to study, eat, and hang with friends in a cafe setting. They also now offer catering. For more information, visit the website at sidecar412.com. And if you are interested in underwriting on 88.3 WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Two things about that underwriting announcement which interests me. One is it was rewritten recently. But the same typo is still in it, which is it says WebSit instead of website. So that amuses me. And then second, part two, portion B, is they assume you have any friends. If you don't have any friends, can you get some friends?
I'll be your friend, Sailor.
Okay, well, thank you very much. We'll talk after the show. What else to tell you about? I'm going to call from Munhall. Someone wanted to know, with this boil water advisory, for Pennsylvania American Water customers, does that affect Munhall, Homestead, and West Mifflin? Apparently not. I'm guessing that they must get water from a different plant. What happened is that the power went out at a Pennsylvania American Water plant in Washington County, and they have a boil water advisory out right now for Bethel Park, Clareton, Gervaisburg, Elizabeth Township, and Elizabethboro, Forward Township, Glassport, Jefferson Hills Borough, Liberty Borough, Lincoln Borough, North Fayette, South Park, Upper St. Clair, and West Elizabeth, as well as most of Washington County. It's about 90,000 houses that are affected in all together. What they are asking is, do not drink the water without boiling it first. And that includes making ice with it. That includes washing dishes with it. That includes brushing your teeth with it. Bring all water to a rolling boil. Let it boil for 1 minute and then cool before using. There is a map of the affected area. It's at amwater.com. You can find out more about everybody that is under that boil water advisory from American Water. There was a mistaken report that it affected folks in McKeesport. Folks in McKeesport and Portview get their water from the Municipal Authority of Westmoreland County, so they are not affected. The only people who are affected at this time is people who get water from Pennsylvania American Water Company, okay? In fact, it still shows on their map that it affects McKeesport, but it does not. It is, once again, those communities are, the following schools are closed or have two-hour delays. Bethel Park High School has a two-hour, no. This is not two, this is, you are under the boil water advisory from Pennsylvania American Water. Once again, it's Bethel Park, Clareton, Gervaisburg, Elizabeth Township and Borough, Forward Township, Glassport, Jefferson Hills, Liberty, Lincoln, North Fayette, South Park, Upper St. Clair, and West Elizabeth. This is from Pennsylvania American Water. Also affects their customers in Washington County. 95,000 people affected in all. There was a power outage and a reservoir, I guess, in Union Township down in Washington County, and that's affecting those customers. So do not drink the water without boiling it first, and I guess they are hoping that's going to be lifted in about 48 hours. Okay? All right. Enough of that. Welcome to hour number three of the Boil Water Show. Go back and do that over again. Tonight's predicted low temperature, 4 below 0. When the temperature drops below freezing, only Boron with double ice guard protects your car from fuel line freeze-up. You go, or Boron pays the tow. There is a cold weather advisory out for the entire listening area through Sunday morning. Chance of snow today, sunny and cold, high of 12. The wind chill makes it feel like 4 below 0. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of -1. Mostly sunny on Sunday with a high of 19. Monday, mostly sunny, high near 30. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, high near 47. And then on Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 38. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show, 15 in Washington County where they're boiling water, 20 in Beaver County where, as far as I know, they're not boiling water, 18 in Butler, 14 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. It's 14 WRCT with new music from Billy Bragg.
The ghost of Martin Niemöller haunts the halls of history. when they came for the communists, he said it's nothing to do with me. When they came for the Democrats, he had nothing to say. And when they came for Jews, he just looked the other way. His silence didn't save him. When they came for him as well, there was no one to speak out for him. Resistance had been quelled. What excuses would you tell yourself if this ever happened to you? Well, I live in a city of heroes, I know what I would do. When they came for the immigrants, I got in their face. When they came for the refugees, I got in their face. When they came for the five-year-olds, I got in their face. When they came to my neighborhood, I just got in their face. They used tear gas and pepper spray against our whistles and our phones. But in this city of heroes, we will protect our home. When they dragged people from their cars, I got in their face. When they took families from their homes, I got in their face. When they murdered our sister, I got in their face. And when they murdered our brother, I still got in their face. In Dachau, Martin Niemöller suffered for his complicity. But in this city of heroes, we learn the lessons of history. I will bear witness to terror. I will bear witness to tyranny. I will bear witness to murder. I will bear witness to fascism.
Billy Bragg, his new disc is called City of Heroes. That's new music here on Radio 9 with me, Jay Thurber. Find me at jthurbershow.com. You can follow me on social media, Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 2:31. Here's Phil Oakes.
Oh, look outside the window. There's a woman being grabbed. They've dragged her to the bushes, and now she's being stabbed. Maybe we should call the cops and try to stop the pain. But Monopoly is so much fun, I'd hate to blow the game. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends. Riding down the highway, yes, my back. 13 cars are piled up, they're hanging on a cliff. Now maybe we should pull them back with our towing chain. But we gotta move and we might get sued, and it looks like it's gonna rain. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends. Sweating in the ghetto with the colored and the poor. The rats have joined the babies who are sleeping on the floor. Now wouldn't it be a riot if they really blew their tops? But they got too much already, and besides we've got the cops. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends. Using sex to make her sales. The Supreme Court was so upset they sent him off to jail. Maybe we should help the fiend and take away his fine. But we're busy reading Playboy and the Sunday New York Times. And I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends. Is more fun than drinking beer. But a friend of ours was captured and they gave him 30 years. somebody why. But demonstrations are a drag, besides we're much too high, and I'm sure it wouldn't interest anybody outside of a small circle of friends.
On Radio 9. These are the Marvelettes, 237. Much more music time, 14 Radio 9 degrees. Don't forget, coming up at 3 o'clock, it's Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with my friend Eric O'Brien. I hope you stay tuned for that.
in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to step down. Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to slip down.
5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Yeah, they're working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, about to slip down.
I'm too tired for having fun.
Too tired for having. I'm just working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, about to slip down.
Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Daddy working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, about to slip down.
5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Daddy working in a coal mine, going down.
I'll tell you, he's probably tired. Our vice president, J.V. Dance. What is his name? I'm sorry, J.D. Vance. Our vice president, J.D. Vance, and his family are in Italy right now attending the Winter Olympics. And it did not go well last night at the opening ceremony. He got booed. And not a little bit of, not like a little boo, like a bah! I was saying boo earn.
Jay Herbert.
This is from the wire service. J.D. Vance and his family are attending the Winter Olympics in Milan, Italy, with an exceptionally large security and logistics operation. Their entourage includes a fleet of 14 aircraft and a motorcade of 100 vehicles. 11 of the planes, this is your tax money at work, 11 of the planes are carrying his delegation staff and security personnel, while one aircraft is dedicated solely to food. Two additional planes transported armored vehicles across the Atlantic. My question for you is, you go to Italy and you bring your own food? But I guess there was some concern that the food that he might be served in Italy would be covered with spit. Spit if he's lucky. Here's Stevie Wonder to sing in Italian.
Soon the pond.
calendar. You didn't even know he spoke Italian. Learn another language, kids. It's important. More music after these messages.
Hey, how's your day going? Mine's going okay for a traffic cone. That's right, I'm a traffic cone, and it's my job to protect everyone in the work zone. My typical day involves being screamed at.
What's the holdup? Come on, let's go!
Sideswiped. And even run over. But hey, it's better me than the folks in the work zone. So please slow down and drive carefully. If you control your driving in work zones, or excuse me, control your driving, then we can all go home safely at the end of the day.
This message brought to you by PennDOT. Drive safe, PA.
We'd like to show you what could possibly happen when you get a wrong number. Hello?
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 Who is this?
Who do you want to speak to?
Is this Esplanade 72244?
No, it's not.
I guess I have the wrong number.
Yes, I guess you do.
Well, what number is this?
Well, what's the difference? I mean, it's not the number you want.
Well, couldn't you tell me what it is so I don't make the same mistake?
What are you, one of those perverts or something?
No, I'm from out of town, see?
Oh, and, I see, yeah.
Oh, look, I understand you're not wanting to tell me your number, but can you just tell me this? How close was it to your number?
Well, pretty close.
The same exchange?
Yeah.
A couple of numbers away.
Just one.
Was it Esplanade 72243?
No.
Esplanade 72242?
No.
2241?
No. 2240? No, it's a 7.
Oh, you mean,
Yeah, see, you probably dialed a 2 instead of a 7.
How do you like that?
Oh, it's happened before.
I bet you get a lot of wrong number calls.
A few.
No, I can tell. You sound like the kind of a girl a lot of guys would call by mistake.
Huh?
No. What I mean is most people, when they say you have the wrong number, they lose their sense of humor, you know?
Oh, no, listen, I'm not like that. I think anybody would lose their sense of humor over a thing like that. Well, I mean, to err is human, to forgive is divine, but to just hang up, that's crummy.
I hope I didn't wake you.
Not at all. I was just sitting here reading.
What?
The Art of Loving by Eric Fromm.
I knew it.
Know what?
When you said you were reading, I knew you were reading The Art of Loving by Eric Fromm.
How could you know that?
I don't know. I just knew it.
What, you mean you had a feeling?
Like? Yeah, like that, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. What is that? That extra sensual, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right. Boy, that's weird.
Yeah, it is weird, isn't it? I mean, out of all the thousands of wrong numbers, I happen to dial yours. I mean, it's like, yeah. Hey, listen.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question, a personal question? I mean, would you give me an honest answer?
Well, how could I hold back? I mean, you know, you being psychic and all.
Well, look, can you tell me, have you ever made a date with anybody under these circumstances?
Hey, what kind of a wrong number do you think I am?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. I mean, after all.
No, it's all right.
I mean, I shouldn't be presumptuous.
No, not at all, not at all. I mean, you know, knowing my mind the way you do, you probably...
What, you mean... You were hoping...
Well, let's just say that I was entertaining the thought that possibly you were...
It's ridiculous. You know, personally, I don't believe in blind dates, you know what I mean?
No, neither do I.
But I do believe in fate, right?
Well, see, that's different. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah.
Listen, would you like to see Cleopatra tomorrow night?
Would I like to see Cleopatra?
Yeah.
I tell you, I have an engagement tomorrow, but I'm... I think I can break it. I know I can break it.
Yeah?
I'll break it. It's broke.
Okay, great.
Yes, great.
I mean, it's wonderful.
Yes.
I mean, look, suppose I call you tomorrow, I'll tell you where to meet me. Well, you don't mind meeting me, do you?
Of course not. Look, this is 1963. Are you kidding?
Well, I'll call you at 6.
Great.
Make it 6:15.
Perfect.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
I just remembered.
What?
Our names. We didn't even tell each other our names.
Is that screwy? Is that screwy? Now, that just shows you how unimportant names are. I mean, when you have this report going.
Yeah.
My name
no,
is...
No, hold it.
What?
Save it for tomorrow.
Save it?
You try to guess mine, and I'll try to guess yours.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's beautiful.
How about that,
huh? That is beautiful. That's right out of a book.
Right out of a book, right, baby?
Oh.
I'll call you tomorrow.
Okay.
Wrong number.
Goodbye, wrong caller.
Call. What's her name? At 6:15 at Esplanade 72244. No, that's wrong. Esplanade 2. Esplanade 4. Oh, no!
Jerry Stiller and Ann Mira on Radio 9.
Music. Radio 9. The best oldies.
Sports and weather coming up next. Winding down is installed on Radio 9 Mess. 2:52. Much more music time. 3 o'clock, it's time for smooth, relaxing, and easy. But right now, it's time for Jim Croce on Radio 9.
Operator, well, could you help me place this call? See, the number on the matchbook is old and faded. She's living in L.A. with my best old ex-friend, Ray. Gosh, she said she knew well and sometimes hated.
New music from a group from Dallas called Little Image, right after we take care of sports and weather.
You're front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
In college basketball, football action. The Duquesne Dukes men's team right now playing the George Washington Colonials at the Cooper Fieldhouse. That game all tied up at 40 each. Pitt Panthers hosting the SMU Mustangs at the Peterson Events Center. SMU leading with about a minute to go in the half, 34-30. Pitt Panthers women will be hosting the California Golden Bears tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Your Carnegie Mellon Tartans will be taking on New York University. Yesterday, the women's team defeated Brandeis 55-53. The men's team lost 81-66. Super Bowl 50. Are you ready for some football? Well, ready or not, here it comes. Super Bowl 50 gets underway at 6:30 on Sunday as the Seattle Seahawks meet the New England Patriots in Santa Clara, California.
Steel City weather.
Cold weather advisory out for the entire Radio 9 listening area until Sunday morning, looking for a low overnight of -1. The wind chill will make it feel like it's -8. Sunny on Sunday with a high of 19. Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 30. And then on Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 47. Right now, 14 degrees at Radio 9.
Shapeshifter.
Ratings.
Well, that's about going to put a cap on the radio program because of, that's not what we wanted. We wanted, for some reason, we're listening to myself describe myself, and we don't want that. What we wanted was our friends Eric and Ernie to sing their song. I'm Jay Thurber. I will be Jay Thurber, good Lord willing, next Saturday afternoon with all the dusty discs, the priceless platters, and the songs that you threw up with. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show, or check out the website at jaythurbershow.com. Till next time, remember, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. At the sound of the tone, it will be 3 o'clock.
Through the years, never bring me any...
This is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios for Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org.